You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, I spoke with Bindi Norwell, who is the group CEO at ProCare Health, about GPs' involvement in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. General practices have not always been involved in administering vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines that is, but this is becoming more common as more and more people become eligible to be vaccinated under the government's tiered rollout scheme. For context, ProCare is New Zealand's largest cooperative network of general practices supporting people to live well in New Zealand. I began by asking Bindi what role GPs play in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout.
So yeah, it's great that we've got more general practices on board with the rollout. So they're playing a very significant role now with making sure we can vaccinate people as soon as possible. I guess people feel quite safe with the trust of their general practitioner, and particularly if they have any sort of pre-ailments or health conditions, so they can actually make sure that the GP knows about that when they have a vaccination. So we've found out this really works, this methodology of vaccinations with general practice.
Fantastic. Now, so you're saying there that GPs haven't always been involved. Why have general practices not always been a part of the government's COVID-19 vaccine rollout?
Well, I guess, yeah, it is a very good question. And so originally it was they focused much more on the large vaccination centres and trying to, to have that sort of high scale initiative. It's a huge program across the country. But what's happening is I think they've realised the importance of general practices. And this is because, one, they're already equipped as part of the program to be able to vaccinate. They do this every day. And two, we've been advocating to make sure that general practices have a key role. I mean, their patients are coming to them constantly saying, why can't I get a vaccination through? I just got my flu jab. What's the issue here? So this has been an advocacy program as well. And it's great that the DHBs and the NRCC listened, and now we've got much more of the control to be able to scale up with our general practices.
Do you think there was perhaps some concern initially we started getting vaccines here and rolling out the vaccine? Do you think there were concerns that potentially mixing up people that might have COVID-19 with other general patients might have been a problem? Is that something that might have been a reason?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Everyone's registered and all the databases are fine with that. But I think originally with the vaccine, we had to potentially store it at, minus 70 or minus 80 degrees. Mm. And not all general practices were equipped with the refrigeration, the freezers to be able to deal with that. So once we had the ability to, have a lower, not as extreme temperatures, that actually allowed general practices to be able to store it in their current facilities. And I think it's just got better over time. We've learnt the best practice of how to roll it out. We've learnt the best practice of, training and making sure everyone's equipped with understanding about the vaccine. So I guess, it has been a process. This is a new thing for the country, but it's just good now that we can actually now ramp it up and deliver at scale.
Now, let's talk about some statistics. How many practices are vaccinating for COVID-19 now, and how many people have been vaccinated out of this from their GPs?
We can talk around our own network. So, around over 180 general practices, we've got now 20 delivering on COVID vaccines, and we're trying to get around 10 a week being able to deliver, but it's quite a big program of work. And in total, we've had around 35,000 Aucklanders had the vaccination. And, I guess the key thing is it's been done in quite a short period of time. And some general practices are vaccinating like 700 people a week. They're doing it really well. They've got the process down pat. They're actually contacting, their patients that might be a bit reluctant as well to come in for a vaccination. So, it just proves the power of having that trusted relationship. So they're actually trying to reach those people, with unmet needs and, that might be a bit reluctant as well.
So my final question is, obviously we are rolling up very quickly to that September 1st date where anybody can go and book their vaccines whenever, anybody of age can go and book their vaccines whenever. How should people go about if they do want to be vaccinated at their GP? What is sort of the process with that? Can they go and talk to their GP and see whether they're running COVID-19 vaccinations, and will they be guided if that isn't the case?
Yeah, I think it's really important that people just go to the website, the COVID vaccination website. They'll have a list of general practices that are actually being able to deliver it as well. I mean, I guess they could call their general practice, but we're quite conscious of not overloading phones and making sure there's a coordinated response here. They will have options. So if they want to go to the GP, they can do that by understanding on that COVID vaccine website, but also they may choose to go to a mass vaccination centre, so that'll be another option for them. So it's really providing people with choice, getting vaccinated.
That was Bindi Norwell, who is the group CEO at ProCare Health, speaking about GPs' involvement in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.